All right, KFIZ News Time, as I mentioned, is 9:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Cooling, again, the operative word here on a Wednesday. And thanks for joining us here this morning. We are joined a couple folks in the studio this morning. We've got Krista Williams joining us from Sophia Partners. She's here this morning. Also, all the way in from Texas is Matt Kosick, Matt Kosick Consulting. And Matt, I understand this is a long-time dream of yours to be on the radio. So things meeting your expectations so far, exceeding?
Spencer, I am fulfilling dreams right in front of you, buddy. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks so much for coming in. And Krista, thank you for stopping by, too. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So we're going to talk about a pilot program you two are working on with the Salvation Army this week. It's not a public thing, but it could be in the near future. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But I just want to get some background information from both of you. Krista, we'll start with you because you're with Sophia here in Fond du Lac. Tell us about that. Tell us what it's all about and what services you're providing our community.
Sure. So I am with a nonprofit. It's named Sophia Partners. We've actually been in the community for almost 20 years, but for the last 10, we've been focusing on providing leadership development programs and services for individuals and organizations and teams that want to learn and practice servant leadership as a way of helping their people to bring out the best in each other, themselves and each other.
Very cool. And Matt, we'll transition to you. Tell us about you. Why are you here from Texas?
Spencer, I love working with people who are curious and on a journey of servant leadership. I was given that gift many years ago, and now I work with companies and organizations who want to use servant leadership as a way of being in their organization, not just to be successful and make profits, but to impact the lives of the humans that work there. My personal mission is to work with as many companies as I can who I would love for my kids to go work for. And so that's long ago I met the folks at Sophia Transformative Leadership Partners, Krista, and the foundress, Jenny Gilmore. And this servant leadership is just so strong in Fond du Lac, and I've been up here a couple times to speak at the Aspiring Servant Leadership Conference, and it's just an honor to come back and talk about servant leadership.
When you talk about servant leadership, for those who are tuning in, they're like, well, what's servant leadership? Can you define that?
Yeah, servant leadership is a term that was coined by Robert Greenleaf in an essay called The Servant as Leader in 1970. It for sure existed long before that. But the bottom line is that servant leaders really gain their power and their influence and their ability to lead by putting service to others first. So instead of being in an organization that thrives on power or control, servant leaders look after the best interests of not just their customers, but the people who are serving the customers, the people who are serving clients, and really deciding, do you come to work and become better, or do you leave a little piece of your soul there every day?
Sure, I got it. So, tell us how this collaboration. You mentioned you're familiar with Sophia, Matt, before, or you've been familiar with that organization before. But from what I understand, you two kind of came together last year to maybe put the wheels in motion for what you're working on here this week. Tell us more about that.
Sure. So during the pandemic, most of Sophia's programs up to this point had been held in person. And so we held a curriculum-based program to help people learn about servant leadership. And those might be people that work in government sector, like police officers or education, nonprofits, small businesses, larger businesses in the community as well. So when the pandemic hit and we weren't able to provide that program in person, Matt and I connected and we reimagined the program and delivered it online. And so through that partnership, we had Connie Millard from the Salvation Army, who was one of the people who went through our program. And she came to us and said, we knew Matt was going to be in the area, and said, would you do something at the Salvation Army? I think there is something possible that is bigger for the people we serve through the Salvation Army. So we've been collaborating, and we'll be doing an event together on Thursday at the Salvation Army.
So, and this is basically invitee only at this point, but kind of give us the breakdown of what you're going to be talking about with these folks.
Sure. So, you know, what we've found over the years is that in order for you to serve somebody else, you have to feel like you have something to give yourself. So we are going to give a mini version of the online program that we co-created. And we are going to share that with some community stakeholders, people within the Salvation Army themselves, and including their regional administrators, and take a look at how could people learning what we call real skills, right? Mm-hmm. The things that help us to relate better and be a leader in our own lives, in our families, in our workplaces, and then ultimately out in the community. How can we give people those skills? How could the Salvation Army take what we've been developing and put that out into the people that they serve? Mm-hmm. People who are coming through their food pantry, people who are in need of some kind of financial or physical assistance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, in general, that would help the Salvation Army and other, you know, nonprofits down the road, other people in our community be better at what they do, right? I mean, that's a very simplistic way to put it, but exactly. But when they have the proper tools, they can help out our right. community in a more effective way.
Right. That, and ultimately, our hope is that that people who receive the services also feel empowered and valued, that they can give mm-hmm. back to the community themselves. Right. You feel good when you can do something, right? Mm-hmm. People feel valued when they go to their job and their boss says, hey, you did a great job on that project today. Mm-hmm. Makes you feel good,
right?
And so it would be great if people came through this program and said, wow, I really do have something to offer, and I want to contribute to the greater good in this way. That's what is at the heart of servant leadership.
And you know, it, just because you're at a different level of somebody, you still have plenty to offer, right? I think that's an overwhelming message, right?
Correct. I mean, for me, it's everybody's a leader, right? Mm-hmm. We don't all see ourselves as leaders, but as soon as we can turn that lens and say, no, you are a leader in your own life, it empowers. It gives you an opportunity to take control, a little bit of control.
Overall, what's, you know, the reaction been to this online program so far? You talk about those skills that we can develop to help better relate with people. What's the reaction been like from people who've gone through this? Has it been overwhelmingly a positive thing? Obviously, we've been through a lot in the last year, and we're all looking for kind of the positives, the things we could take away that make our lives a little bit better. But how's it been?
Spencer, that's so important, because that was one of the gifts, the disguised gifts of COVID, is that we were able to partner and bring servant leadership to people who would have only been previously served in Fond du Lac or in Dallas in in-person workshops. And they could join and examine their journey of leadership, especially during and emerging from a very tough time. And so we have seen transformation from participants, not just in their work, but in their lives. And if anything, that's one of my biggest takeaways from COVID, is that we're whole people at work and at home, and COVID brought those all together in light of everybody. I mean, this servant leadership is such an amazing platform to achieve what Greenleaf wrote about, and that's the best test of servant leadership is, do those who you serve become servants themselves? Mm. Do they become wiser, freer, more autonomous? So you nailed it, Spencer. If I'm a client of Salvation Army, if I need help at that moment, not only could I get that need filled, but I can become a leader in some other way in the community down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impact we'd love to have tomorrow.
Right. It gives the person, you know, who may be at the food pantry, you know, getting services from the Salvation Army, just to use an example there, gives them the confidence to maybe, you know, they can volunteer their time, or maybe they can help out someone who maybe needs the assistance, who's brand new to this. They've never had to seek out the services of that, or it can apply to anything in the community, right? Not just the food pantry or whatever. It's any type of community-based program or service or organization too.
Right. What's really neat, I think, about the program that we've been doing through SOFIA for a number of years, and now Matt is a part of, is as a nonprofit, we are very intentional about having people from all different sectors of the community be in one room learning together about. So, like I said, you might have a police officer, and then somebody from a nonprofit, and then somebody from a business. And they each think that their problems or issues that they're facing in their workplace or in the work that they're trying to do in the community is unique to them. Mm-hmm. And they quickly learn that it is not.
Right.
And that leadership starts with them, and then they can share their stories and learn from each other. And so, you know, I love what Matt does, is going into organizations, and that is so important, because organizations and workplaces impact a lot of people. And if they're not healthy, it's going to impact their workers, right? And I really love the work that Sophia does in bringing all of these different sectors of our community together. And people from Dallas. So we had people from Dallas and people from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Can we get any more diverse in our relationship size and where we come from and our, right. You know, how we think about the world?
Matt, what's the most rewarding part for you? Is it just being able to interact with people from all different sides of the coin, I guess I'll say? Is that the most rewarding part? What is it for you?
You know, Spencer, when I see someone learn something about themselves and their journey of servant leadership, and when I see someone take a piece, whether it's to listen first or consider your impact on others, regardless of profit, or when it's when I see them take a nugget of servant leadership and it impacts their life, not just as an employee, but their life, and I know I was a little piece of that, that just excites me and brings me joy because I know that I had a piece in that, but it's their journey to live out. So if maybe I am working the food pantry at the Salvation Army, and I've become into a place where it becomes just a job, and I've forgotten the bigger meaning of what I'm doing, and I reconnect to that and have the next 5 or 10 years of my career change, I just love, I would just be so happy if I was going back on that plane back to Dallas knowing that I was a piece of that.
You get a lot of aha moments when you're doing, conferences and programs and talks. Kind of people with the light bulb comes on in their head, and they kind of realize what you're talking about and realize that potential, that ability to be a leader in their own right.
Absolutely. When they realize that all of us are leaders. I mean, maybe you didn't wake up this morning, Spencer, thinking today I get to fulfill a kid's dream of getting on the radio at age 46, but you've done that, right?
Yeah.
And you have that. We all, as Krista said, everybody has the impact to lead. And opportunity to lead, and everybody can have an impact. And it's exciting when I'm a part of someone stepping into that. And guess what? I have my aha moments too. And it informs my journey and how I can better serve others.
What is, now you're only here for a short time, but you've been given kind of like the Fond du Lac tour, I understand, right? Or you got more planned for today then?
We have had a tour of the Salvation Army. I got to enjoy a Doc Spiders game last night. My truth be told, my daughter is up in Green Bay at an ice hockey camp, Crazy Eights Ice Hockey Camp, which is kind of one of the first reasons to travel up here. And it's just this is the third time I've been back to this community, and I am just continually amazed at how I am welcomed, loved on, the hospitality, and lots of cheese.
Yeah, so one of the things that we do have some work to do today. However, as a break, we're going to take a run out to Baker Cheese because I think he really needs to have some fresh cheese.
Yes. Grab like 30 packs of string cheese. The folks at Baker will be more than happy to oblige there for you.
I can't wait.
Exactly. And, you know, if there's enough time, we're going to hop over to Johnsonville too. So,
nice.
You know, do the whole regional tour, maybe hop down to Kelly's at some point and, you know.
I'd suggest Packers camp, but not a Packer fan. Cowboys, Texans,
you know,
other.
you're gonna have to talk NHL in my life.
Okay, all right. We don't have pro hockey here in Wisconsin, so
maybe someday
we might. You never know. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Krista, Matt. You too. Now, granted, this is not a public thing yet, but if it does become kind of a public offering, is there a place people can get more info or they should be checking for more info?
Sure. Yeah. Go to our website, sophiapartners.org, or follow us on Facebook, and you'll be able to connect with me in that way and follow our journey and where we're going. Or if somebody's even interested, hears this and says, hey, I'd like to hear more or I'd like to be involved, give me a call.
Very good. Matt, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy the rest of your time here. Thanks for chatting with us. Krista, you too. We'll talk again soon. Krista Williams and Matt Kosick joining us here on KFIZ to tell us more about their pilot program with the Salvation Army.